Day 3 of the ARP 2019, and thank you to all who came and dug and sieved, not to mention the cleaning and sorting of finds that carries on oh so quietly behind the scenes. We are so lucky to have a lovely group of people who all help in so many ways and do so in such a professional manner. I thank you all for everything you do to help us discover the history of Woodgate and Aylsham. I am so lucky to have this wonderful archaeology beneath the land around the nursery, and then so fortunate to have all of you who want to help with learning about our ancient and not so ancient history. Maggie Vaughan Lewis came to have a look today. Wonderful to see her. And oh, so sad her dear William will never see what they both made happen here. I know I've said it before, but without Maggie and William, this whole project would not be happening at all. So what was discovered today? To be honest, I'm a bit lost. I rather think the Britannia are holding something back, but we will wait and see. In the kiln field, everyone's favourite site, we were digging features. Ditches mainly, and also a strange-looking feature to the southeast of the trench. The ditches, as they often do, produced finds, mostly late Roman pottery and again more kiln fabric, just chucked away from kiln 1 when it was open, I guess. And also a Roman knife made from iron, so rather rusty but really in remarkable condition considering it's been lying there for 1700 years. The strange feature is, according to Martin, who has also been in contact with Dr. Zoe Outram from Historic England, a corn-drying kiln, rather different from our pottery kilns, as there is no residual structure, but a kiln nonetheless. This feature will need careful digging over the next day or two to verify his belief. This feature is also surrounded by post holes, which were possibly a windbreak. Each post hole will be dug over the next few days. On the south side, Matt has explained we are digging in the northernmost part of a medieval enclosure, which ends very close to the trackway. The track itself has two ditches running along either side to help with drainage. The track is now only a few centimetres of hard standing, mostly small flints and gravel. This is why we can see the wheel ruts of carts that have broken through the track into the sand below. Finds from the ditches are all medieval pot. The last two huge features are extraction pits or quarrying pits, probably removing clay to line the lake in the mid-Victorian era. But until they are dug, who can tell? The kitchen garden has revealed its past once again. Nearly all the features dug are giving up very burnt Roman CBM and pottery. We have an early 1st century boundary ditch which reveals 1st century pot, and all unburnt across this is a 3rd century ditch which is filled with 3rd century pot and CBM, all very burnt. We are very close to our Roman building, but not quite in touch as yet. The thought is this: we have an early Roman building, all timber structure, and then in the 3rd century we have a more robust farmhouse built with flint foundations, and has a tiled roof and hypocaust heating system. More mosaic tesserae have been found, so hopefully we will find one day the remains of mosaic. I pray. All rather exciting, but also tantalising. We must be patient. Thank you to all of you who dug and sieved and fine-sorted or helped in the welcome tent. What an amazing day with so much to look forward to. Breathtaking for me. Thank you. Peter.